6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Conversation never on the rocks.
Me by the bar.
Welcome to Open Boy Podcast, where the conversation never on the rocks. I'm your boy C4.
And it's your favorite co-host and bartender, Champagne.
Yeah. Today we back with another episode. Some juicy, some nice, some fresh, fly. We're gonna let him introduce himself today.
What to do? I go by Mello.
Man.
Styles by Mello. Yeah. Melly Mel. I get it all, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate
for sure.
It. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Man, nice to meet you too. Of course.
They've been wondering who had I been wearing this whole time. You know what I'm saying?
You see, in and out of episodes. Give me one.
Yellow one. The yellow one was the most iconic one, though, to be honest with you.
The yellow one went crazy.
Yeah, the yellow one.
And I'm not going to lie. I did that on the pure of intentions. Didn't even think that was going to be a thing. I seen the color. I was like, oh. I didn't see at the time. I didn't see nobody really do.
I feel like people be staying away from bright color.
Everybody's always doing black, so I'm like, let me just do something that's bright.
Mm-hmm.
Posted it, went crazy, and I'm like, went crazy. Appreciate y'all though.
Okay.
You're welcome. We don't need this today.
Tell people who you are and what. So you have a clothing brand. Tell them. The brand name and, that's of course, your slogan and what
Yeah, brand name Styles by Mello. I create, I make, I design, I do all of it. My slogan is Smell Flowers. I'm always here. It all started, are we getting into that yet?
Go ahead.
So it all started.
It's not scripted, so do
I just want to make sure, we on script.
We good,
so now,
on script.
It all started when, last year, I was always rocking the bro stuff. It was no matter what I had on, it was somebody else's. And everybody kept asking me, like, how you wearing? Like, whose stuff is that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came up with the Instagram, Styles by Mello, because I'm styling it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Then it got to the point where there's this girl named Herway. She asked me, like, can you please help me design my clothes? Started designing with her. Then it got to the point where she started dealing with some real life situations. But I was still creating for her. Then I thought about it, like, I could do this myself.
Right.
And that's when I was like, but how am I going to do it? I want to be different. And I'll never forget, I went to Pops, and Pops really don't really tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. But that day he was like, you always, like, giving people flowers, right? Like, and I'm like, yeah. He like, put your name in an upside down heart. And I'm like, so I hurried up, went to go get it, rocked. I'm like, all right. people like, all right, what is that? And I'm like, it's just something I like wearing. That led to, I need something better than that. Uh-huh. And then that heart got led to I call it the bouquet, the flowers.
Heart bouquet.
But I made, but when I designed it, I'm not going to lie, when I designed it into a heart. And all I did was flip it. So it's upside down, basically upside down. Everything's right. Upside down.
Right, right, right.
And then smell flowers. It was just worked perfectly. Came with the slogan, came with the name, and I've been rocking it with ever since.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
My stuff for like a year and a half.
Oh, that's it's
but
brand
designing, new. Yeah, but designing and doing it, that's been about a good 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But now this is mellow,
so
fresh.
Is being in like the fashion aspect of it your first round of being a creative, or were you already like a creative in a different industry before?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I was already creative back then. But I took it. I tried something. When I mean that was ass, it sucked.
What was it?
We had like a we had like these leaves going around, and it said like
reef?
Yeah, it was like exactly. Uh-huh. That was what was popping back then, and then
right. I had so like, it was like the Roman too. Reef.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot going on. When I say I wore that, and mom was like, what the fuck is that? And I'm
your
like,
mom said that?
Mom said that and kept it pushed. And I said, oh, this is ass.
You know that's absolutely.
But when I came to her with that bouquet, she was like, that's it. That's the one. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, mom said it. We rocking with it. Because mom
your
always
sound like mama, Craig mama from
mom would tell you, mom would tell you straight up, what the fuck you got on, boy? Like, what you got on?
Where you from?
I'm actually from L.A., but family, we from Belize.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom and dad's from Belize. And then his dad, which is my stepdad, that's been in my life forever. He's from Guyana, so we're basically all Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah, we all Caribbean.
That's cool.
Dope. Yeah.
That's hard.
I like a little Caribbean little vibe. Okay, now I see why do people always think about oxtails and they think about Caribbean?
I eat that shit all.
I was going to say a little plantain.
A little plantain. No disrespect to plantain, but I hate that in my food.
Are you serious?
I feel like it's like we got all this good shit.
I'm glad you
and then
said
the plantain
that.
Be right there. Like, take that off my plate. No disrespect.
Okay, cool. Then I know you're not going to be disrespected when I tell you African plantain tastes better than Caribbean plantain.
That's facts.
And I don't know why.
That's facts.
Is it because
it's literally
sweeter
the same one? They using the same
it's
one.
It's the same way. It's
they
like
pick the same ripeness.
Yeah.
But it's they just something it about the cut and the fry technique.
Yeah, I hate it.
I know what the difference is.
Every time I'll be like, can I get that off your plate? I don't know why you put it on my plate.
I love Jamaican food, but I always be like, here, y'all can have that little banana thing.
Yeah, I just want to put
But African plantain be busted.
Just want the rice and beans,
give me a little side.
Okay. I feel you. We in the same boat.
Yeah,
we in the same boat.
Yeah, okay. See, LA native. That's
LA
cool.
Native, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 2 years. So 1 year of the actually with the brand.
Yeah, we just made a year like February 24th.
February 24th.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. How you feeling about the next few years projections? Like I see you really like steamrolling right now.
Yeah.
With different people are rocking it, and you coming out with new designs, you kind of getting your social media presence cracking.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about the next few years with the brand?
Next few years is going to be exciting. I was excited for this year. The fact that I told my team, it's so crazy, my mom and my I call him my brother, they at the house right now working. Like,
what?
The grind don't stop.
So what all do y'all do in-house?
So I bought the Recomo machine, which is the embroidery machine.
Okay.
I bought the rolling machine. I bought the heat press. I got everything. So everything, honestly, I got a fat living room. So everything's in the living room.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do everything.
I like you. I'm going to look. He know me. That's he lit. Know Miles. I turn the factory. Make the factory in his house. Clean off this table. All we use this table for is a microwave.
I'm like,
this could be an assembly line.
That's mom, look, because I'm going to be honest with you. Mom came to me, and one thing about my mom is what she do is when she know you got a dream and she know you consistent, she going to back you up 100%. But I always been the one to dib and dab in something and never stick with it. So when she seen me over a year making clothes out of my own pocket, like getting stuff made, she was like, how much you think you spent? I call it the warehouse. How much you think you spent at the warehouse? I'm like, shit, I don't know. She did the total. She was like, man, you know, you spent like $6,000 on clothes.
Jesus.
And she was like, you know what we gonna do? You've been serious. I'm gonna buy you the Recomo machine. And I'm like, but that right then is when I, that's when I knew I loved the love of the love of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the real creative because
to be honest, I didn't want to waste my mom money or time. So when she said that, I'm like, is this what you want to do? But not one bit my heart said, this ain't what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I knew, like, we here to stay. After she bought the Rocoma machine, we bought the rolling machine.
What's the rolling machine?
The rolling machine makes...
is that the vinyl or is that
It makes
that the color?
Make your sweater.
Okay, you talking about the roll?
Yeah. You got that out here.
You
talking
about the cutter.
The stickers.
Yeah.
We bought the silhouette.
Like,
too,
I have the Cricut.
Yeah, we bought all of that.
I'm the in-house version.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you get to be... Like, right now, I've already outgrown my Cricut.
Yeah.
I want a roller now.
No.
Cricut get busy, but I just...
It's patience.
Yeah. No, it's that I'm at a point now where, like, for the Cricut, I can make my merch. Like, okay, I got an event this weekend, I can make my shirt.
Facts.
Oh, I got two people staff, I can make their shirts. Mm-hmm. But I could never formulate enough merch to produce it for sale.
That's facts.
I wouldn't be able to. The Cricut, that's not what it's for. It's for small projects. So you upgrade, you get your Rolo, and that's when you a cutter like the Slauson. You like
No, facts. So we actually did start off with the silhouette. The Cricut and the heat press.
Mm-hmm.
But the process was so slow.
Are you talking about like the cutting?
Yeah. And it's I
started off big. I didn't never have the Cricut. I went straight to the
Cricut didn't exist yet.
It did. They had it. I just didn't get it.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
I went straight to the one that cut, like it cut the first one and it cut the next one and it cut the second. It keep cutting and it cut out the squares and make sure you just
Cricut
peel it off.
Cricut just now got to like a nonstop cutting sequence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
three
pitiful.
Machines was like 12 by 12, just
one
shirt
one
at a
time.
One shirt every, I would say it like this, I'll make one shirt in 30 minutes.
Damn.
No.
Which is crazy
right.
in the production world because like in 30 minutes, there are 30 shirts made.
Plus, I didn't like the quality.
Okay.
After it gets off the printer, and I'm big on quality.
Yeah.
So
you gotta have that.
That's when we invested in the Roland. We need something vibrant, fast, quick. So as soon as we got that, I want to offer up. Who wants this silhouette?
Where I'm at right now. Yeah. So I'm at to see like figure out what machine you got because. I be on OfferUp every day trying to see who want that Rolo.
Yeah.
I got like 40 of them saved right now, and I'm just waiting for somebody to drop it by
$20.
$20. I'm picking it up.
But you got to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to start from somewhere. I just knew that if people was going to come to me, well, I'm not going to lie, it was my mom's idea to say, you know, to generate income, we're going to make stuff.
Oh, that's my next question was, do you outsource other people's stuff too? So now the machine's paying for itself.
It's paying for itself. Right. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. We got
to
ups and downs.
Embroidery. I need some
of that. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Brandon from Oh My Burger. I make his clothes.
That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh My Burger.
Yeah, I make his work shirts.
You got to get him up in here next.
Hey, that's Big Dog right there.
That's Big Dog. I was trying to get him in Twin here because, you know, they got flavors on it.
Yeah.
You know, what's
Chris? Chris was talking about John and Chris was talking about getting him up in here.
Got to.
Yeah.
He a legend.
He'll come.
A legend. That's my boy.
Shout out to
my boy Brandon.
Shout out to you. Well connected. Well respected.
You.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, special
first
occasion.
Shots in the air. What we got?
That's what we do. Right, I'm not above you. Come on with it.
I got you.
I'm below you.
Oh.
I'm right with you.
Oh. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Spicy.
It's that Gran Diamante.
Smooth.
I appreciate that one.
That's dope, man. So what? Before you started doing clothes, like she asked you earlier, like what was your first venture of being a creative? Like, was you working in fashion before? Or was you doing?
Nah, I actually went to L.A. Film School.
Oh shit! Okay,
I was trying to be a. All my life, I wanted to do music. I was rapping, mm-hmm. making beats, and then one day, you know, my mom told me like, "You ain't serious about this." She
called you out.
Yeah, she's like, "You see how you in the house right now, and you can't sleep because you always want to work all day on your craft. You wasn't doing none of that with music. You wasn't in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You made everything look like you was in the studio, and it made sense. I'm like, man, what am I doing?" At the time, I didn't have my son yet. I just had my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I gotta really be serious, man. I gotta provide for her. What am I gonna really do?
Right.
And then, like I said, my dream didn't really happen. It didn't come back until I was doing stuff for her way. So before this, I was really trying to figure out life.
Right, right, right.
Because I thought, like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm a rapper. I really wasn't.
Everybody think that, right?
Yeah, yeah. When that instrumental drop and you get a little faded, everybody think.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
I be a rapper.
Made a couple songs. I'm thought, you know, like, hey, this is it. You feel me? But nah. I keep telling people now, like, hey, y'all the rapper. I ain't the rapper.
You absolutely. Know what
I'm not the rapper, but.
I like your brand, man. I literally, when I first seen it, I was like, that's hard. Yeah. And I remember hitting you up, and John was telling me about it. And Chris told me about it. I'm like, I'm going to have to figure this out. And you hit me. He's like, man, I got you.
Yeah, off the string, sure. Off the back.
I wear it all the time. I literally pick certain clothes to make sure I wear a hat.
Nah, you be rocking it strong, bro. Yeah. Appreciate that.
That's why we had to bring you on, man. Bring you up in here and tell us your business, man. What's your most successful year? Because it's been only a year, but what's your most successful?
That's a great question.
Because if it's the first one, or are you doing good now? What's up? Let's get in the pocketbooks.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm taking too long with the talk questions. He counted me up.
I'm not gonna lie. I love the first year, but okay. I'm on now.
Yeah.
Because now,
I like that.
I'm gonna be, you know, if you want to keep it a bow wow, all the girls are in the DMs.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's a thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that they in the DMs, they see the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Where was y'all at? Y'all the same people that was watching me when I had nothing going on.
Yeah.
They in the DMs. Randomly, people are hitting me up like, "Hey, bro, love what you're doing. Inspiring." So when I hear stuff like that, I know like, and I always tell people, just because they physically ain't hit you up or text
don't
you,
mean they, ain't
they always watching.
Yeah.
They always watching.
What's the furthest you send one of your products?
What you mean?
Like, the furthest you shipped.
Oh, the furthest I shipped was to...
Because it's new. Like, when you get into this new...
Belize.
Belize. Okay, cool. Family.
We went home, and I think everybody out there is rocking Styles by Mello.
That's dope.
But I'm not... Yeah, I'm just...
When I go back to Nigeria this year, I'll make sure I take your stuff.
No, yeah.
I did an intentional thing when I went to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I took everybody who personal merch brand I knew, and I made sure I gave it away out there. So, like, one day in the world, you might see a fucking extra in a music video rocking your shit, and you're going to be like, bro, why shit talking
about it? How did it get there?
Yeah, nah. Because
I be wondering that. Like, how does stuff get to places?
We shipped.
So that's fire.
Not my fault. We didn't ship it. No. My bro been to Belize so many times. I finally went for the first time a couple months ago.
Mm.
And when I went out there, the whole block was like wearing hats. And it was just like, that's love.
How did that make you feel? Did that make you feel like more inspired? Or did you start feeling like I'm the man up in this bitch?
That's a great question. For me, I'm like, let's keep it going.
Pedal to the metal.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I physically gave them out. Well, my mom and my brother did when they went. But for somebody to buy, I think New York, I got a lot of people that bought from New York. So New York is popping right now, too.
That's fire. Belize
going crazy right now.
I think that's so cool to, like, have your brand being acknowledged somewhere you're not even at.
Yeah, that's love. You know?
Like, brand visibility in a whole nother, like, on the East Coast. Mm. Nigga, I mean, they seen that drop before we was even woke. They was on the website getting their orders in while we was sleeping on it.
Right.
Damn, that's kind of exciting.
You know,
way ahead of us, though.
For me, somebody just wearing it down the block means a lot. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm watching stories and somebody has it on, I'm like, bro, that's...
Geeked.
That's a...
Geeked.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I see you tapped in on the live when I was playing Call of Duty.
I'm like, hey, C4 going crazy. C4 like, get him. I'm like, ah, bro, going crazy.
I ended up on one of your lives and was so confused. I was looking at it for a long time trying to figure out what am I looking at. And I said, this motherfucker's playing the game.
Click.
I'm like,
I found out how to stream live to Instagram.
Instagram.
It's over.
It's over. That's dope. Even just doing that, that's... That's dope.
Are you into gaming?
I've never been into
gaming. So your brother is your partner?
Yeah.
Or is this just a family ran business?
So this is how I have it. My brother, I'm trying to have him learn, because right now the next thing to get is a DTG machine.
Period. Direct to garment.
The reason why I haven't got it yet is because I'm in the process. I might move, and I don't want to have it shipped, and then I'm moved.
Right.
But I'm getting it.
So, do you already have a DTF?
No, I have everything but the DTF and the DTG.
Okay, because I wasn't, so like in my conversation with myself about what I was going to spend my next bag on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an entrepreneur, you really spend, fuck a Bugatti, you spend your bag on some bag. Shit for your business. People don't understand how expensive business fund things are. Like, I really want this new machine. Mm-hmm. I can't, motherfucker asked me what I want for Valentine's Day. I think my first serious relationship, he asked me for Valentine's Day on my soul. I got a vending machine. I don't want no fucking flowers. I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to get this vending machine.
You need to get this money.
He said, you want a vending machine? Yeah, fuck them flowers. Fuck that movie, that night out. I suck dick in the room.
Yeah.
Buy me a vending machine. I don't need no rose. I don't want none of that. Buy me a vending machine. And that was probably one of the first times that I realized, like, I was starting asking for job stuff. Career advancing stuff.
Business. What I realized, what my bro's good at, he's always... Any pictures you've seen, he took it. Okay. He takes all my photos. He's been always good at taking my photos. He knows I like my photos. I got to ask him. His bro that he went to school with, shout out to my boy Rich. He's at the crib right now. He's the one that's behind everything you see. He's making my shirts. He's making the hats. So we have a schedule. Dedicated from a year and a half ago, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, we work all day. He comes to my house all day.
And it's been going since then. That's lit.
And then mom, she's so invested, I just made her my manager.
Period.
So like when he emailed me, he was talking to her.
Okay.
I was just telling her what to put.
Yeah, yeah.
But she, you know, I just like the fact that I always
got
wanted
a team.
It to. Yeah, you have to have a team.
Yes, you have to have a team.
And I, you know, I done went off on Richard so many times, but I told him, bro, it's out of love. You know, like no hard feelings. It's just, bro, we gotta make this shape, bro.
Yeah.
But if it's open communication, I understand. Like, don't get me wrong. There's some days we took off, but I had so much stuff lined up. You never knew I had a day off.
That part. Mm-hmm. That fucking.
Because every Tuesday and Thursday we working on something. Hey, bro, I gotta get these hats done. I gotta get these shirts done.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get this.
As soon as you're done, don't worry about, bro. Just make it, and I'm posting.
Have you The website right now is like not up yet.
Yeah, I had it up, and then I'm not gonna lie, I did it on Shopify, and then Shopify wanted like, I don't know how much they wanted.
Everybody
come
says
up.
That. Everybody yeah. leaves Shopify,
and I'm like,
Shopify almost crashed my business the first year too.
Yeah.
Shopify will put a motherfucking depression.
Yeah, I'm looking at
you
it
think
like,
you ain't even making no money.
No, that's how it was. I'm like,
where are my dollars?
You booked me, and everybody's in my DMs. I'm like. Nah. So I told moms, this is what we're going to do. I made this decision. Like, we going to still have the link, but we're going to take Shopify down. I said, everybody in my DMs anyway. And the Shopify, right? And I keep promoting.
And it's perfect to keep the link there. Because when people can't do nothing about the link, they're going to DM you. So it's like, you're not going to lose the order.
They're not going to lose. And I keep telling people all the time, if you really want that hat, you're going to DM me. To be honest, and I don't mind that. Only one thing. I like the interaction. Hey, bro, I think that's tough. Mm-hmm. I want one. Yeah, bro, I got you. Blah, blah, blah. People, I shouldn't be saying this, but I actually want everybody to have a different hat. So I started off by saying, I only made a couple. When I made a couple, I made like four.
Mm-hmm. No,
when
that's done. Cool. Small batches.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get those called capsule collections.
I wanted, that was my dream.
Exclusive.
I don't know if y'all recall our first Instagram big. Like clothesline situation. It was this dude called, I'm probably gonna say it wrong, but I think it was Landon Brown or like Lando Brown, something like that. I to this day I still got like items from him. And so he was notorious for like coming out with these fire ass designs, putting up these dope ass mock-ups, and people would order their shit. You would not get your shit for a bagazillion months. Like shit would never come. So at first, it was like he would be putting up posts like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed with orders. I got 5,000 orders. And it was like, it was this person who you could tell he never was like in the designer world, nothing. So at first, he was getting overwhelmed with the orders. Mm. Then that nigga just started smacking people for the money. Like, if like to this day, I have two shirts. I'm pretty sure in the hype world market, they worth something. Because I'm one of a few hundred people that actually got the order.
Right.
Like, well, the nigga went rogue after like 2 years. he went rogue.
Like, right.
The page went down. The what's the name? But his whole thing was small batches, so he would just be like, I'm only making 25 of these, I'm only making 30 of them, and it's like, I got one out on my soul, I've never seen another person with a shirt, and so it's like, I'll probably be the only person in LA who ended up
and I also really do that too, because people, they'll tell you like, hey bro, won't you make that in a such and such color, you make it, they know where to be found. So I went back to be like, you know, we're gonna keep doing it our way, and then if you want it, you want it, if you don't, you don't, like, I can't please everybody. Right. It's like food. You're going to like it, you're not going to like it. Somebody's going to always have something to say. So right. I don't even indulge in that type
of thing. You got to go what you know.
Yeah, what you know.
A lot of people do that. It's custom. And then it turned into a domino effect. Because then when they see that custom, it's like, this is not even in the custom. But this is not in the damn playbook. This is something I did special. But now everybody want this. Now I got to make this again and again and again. It's like, that wasn't even planned.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah. Right. Capsules is good.
Can you burn our designs doing too many of them too? It's like, okay, I'm actually tired of y'all buying that.
And that's another thing too.
Keeping
every time
colors
I,
and shit.
Yeah, man. Every time I make something, I always strategize on what's next. Like every
what's your current inspirations?
That's a good question.
It's a long experience.
Yeah.
Do you follow like any like I'm a mobile bartender. Before I was bartending, I would never even look at like other mobile bartenders. I really didn't give a fuck what nobody else had going on. I just knew what I knew and I was gonna do that.
You know what?
But now I'm starting to like, okay, I like what you did there. I don't like everything you did, but I like that one thing you did.
I mean, to piggyback on what you're saying, I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, my bro can vouch for this. I always been like this. I never really had an inspiration. I do look at what people are wearing to be like, okay, I gotta come out with that. Like, for example, I realize right now one of the things that's in is like these type of t-shirts, fat neck. You know, so I mean,
wide fit, wide but short. Fit. Like it's like wide but short. It's like a male crop top.
Like a male crop top.
Masculine.
I can never do the crop tops, but you know.
But I be seeing y'all shirts be stopping right at the belt line. That's a crop top.
Hey.
My
shirt gotta go past the belt.
The belly button, like yeah,
I gotta go
you
past the.
No belly button on me, my boy.
I ain't saying y'all be showing belly button, but I do be y'all be having a shirt that's
stops
like
that's short. Little,
the little Bahama little button there. What is it, Casablanca? That's who it is.
This is fire.
You smelling the flowers?
That's fire.
Thank you.
But not I just really.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Yeah. I really watch a lot of YouTube and a lot of podcasts. Okay. That's really all I do. So as I'm watching, I'm looking at what they got on, mm-hmm. what's hot. I'm like, all right, boom. I know what to make next. I know how to put it in my terms, but try to make it like my way. Right. And then that's
a cool way too, because usually people bring their personal style to podcast platforms. Yeah. They don't usually bring a lot of stylist styles.
And I tell people all the time, like, well, my style is chill, like.
Give me ice cube vibes.
Like,
I'm not. It's like I just got on a t-shirt.
Yeah, like I'm not here. I'm not here to make stuff for
but
you
my
to go.
T-shirt is fly. Yeah.
Chill out. Not no club attire. Not to really like. Oh, I'm going. Like you can go out with the shirt, but I really make cool. Like every day, I'm going to the store run. Put on the shirt real quick. That's always been my vibe.
I have to go pull up on a little hottie.
I don't
ain't
have
trying to do too much.
You feel me?
But I want to know I'm clean.
Ask him. I own no pair of pants. Everything I wear is basketball shorts, sweats.
I know a lot of people
do that. Why is that? I was just having a conversation with somebody and I told them that I realized you never wear pants. And they was like,
I feel restricted.
Is that weird?
Foot only got sweats.
I feel restricted.
Only.
Then I have the belt on. Now if I got to run, I can't do all that.
I actually agree because as a girl, biker shorts. I'm like, I'll be trying not to wear leggings because like, they're leggings, but even though biker shorts are shorts, leggings, like, I want my knee to have some air. Like, I just, what if I got the...
You never know.
I don't know why. I'm going to be... Motherfucker might got the devil that throws, you know? Two-year champion. I got to get out there and show something.
You never know what you get. That's always been my style.
That's cool. I like when people chase their style factor so that they can wear their own brand correctly. I've seen people develop brands that don't even fit their personal style. It's like, you look weird in it.
You got to wear something to match your swag, for sure.
Match your swag, for sure.
You got kids' clothes? I see your kids.
Oh, yeah. I made her a couple stuff. I made my son a couple stuff. I need to get back on it so they can wear more stuff, but my mind is always like, what should I make next for the community?
I think the kids' clothes is going to set you up, though.
Set me up. I made onesies. I ain't even post yet.
Kids' clothes. Yeah, a lot of people were telling me that when I was
doing
my
brand. The secret collection.
No, no, I got you.
Collections to come.
The kids' clothes is going to
set you don't got me because I ain't got no kids, but.
Not yet.
Yeah. I got them. He got y'all.
Not yet.
Kids' clothes. Nah. What's next for the brand? Is it Styles by Mellow?
Yeah, that's it's really Mellow.
Okay, so it's Mellow.
But I did trademark Styles by Mellow and the bouquet.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I just... It stuck to me to the point where I'm just like...
That'll sound cool too, though.
Yeah.
I like it because you get to switch it up.
You switch it up.
I see you got the SBM.
Styles by Mellow.
You got the Justin Mellow.
Mm-hmm. This is new. Just came out with this one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what's next? I think I'm going to make some DTG shirts. Right now, I told the bro, look, we made so much stuff. I don't want to rush no more. I'm not going to lie. I rushed a lot of projects just to put things out, just to say I'm here. But I don't want to really do that no more. So I'm every project that I'm dropping now is like really took my time, thoughtful, really made sure it was cool to the T. Mm-hmm. So my next drop's probably still going to be T-shirts. I bought so many T-shirts. Probably gonna do T-shirts, but I'm still
waiting on my hoodie.
Oh yeah. That's what I forgot to bring. Damn hoodie. I got you. You down the street. I got you.
For sure. For sure.
No, you family, but yeah, it's probably T-shirts, and then hats never go out of style.
Do you have any big collaborations already?
Big collab.
You know, like I don't know, artists, campaigns.
Fancetto?
Not yet. Have you linked to a Fancetto?
We gonna come up with something.
Have you linked with the wet board?
The wet board. Hey, it's coming soon.
No, I like that. That'd be lit though. So you haven't done any other collabs outside? Have you, the original girl, Her Way?
Uh-huh.
Has she come back?
That's my sister, yeah.
Yeah, have y'all collabed? Have y'all did some shit together?
No, it's so crazy. She was at mom's house.
That's your real sister?
No, it's my play sister.
Gotcha.
Saturday, and she said, I'm ready to come back, and we coming back. To bring her back out, we're going to do a collab.
That's
okay. I like that that's going to be your first collab, too, because that's like...
Yeah, I'm always down to collab with people. But when you start collaborating with people, they start like backing out, and
they don't have the same juice
when you came to me with the proposal.
Yeah.
So I always tell them like, I'm gonna keep doing my thing, no matter what.
See, you hear
what you
on?
You know what I'm saying? So, but no, I love to collab. You know,
how's that journey been dealing with other people that are also in the fashion and urban streetwear industry? Because LA, like everybody does. Something. Yeah. Everybody has a T-shirt design. Everybody has this, this, that. Do you feel like you've been like welcomed from the other street brands?
Right. Nah, not at all. I've been into a couple incidents where it's like,
wait, you got clothing beef out here?
Well, I got low ball clothing.
Fashion
they don't
beef.
They don't want to admit it.
Hey yo,
they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it.
That's another first for the show.
They don't want to admit it. But I know it is, but it's all. Like I said, the way I am and the way I rock, it's all love. Even if I see them in the streets.
Y'all be pulling up the Star Tech Mad Dogging each other?
It's all love.
I love going to StarTech. It's all and love. And knowing multiple people that are in there, because I instantly start giving out flowers.
Man.
I'd be like, hey, ain't you Wooty Woot? Hey, you're such and such. Oh, that's crazy. Man, I love both of y'all. I bring y'all to a class. They both be looking at each other like, yeah, we going to work. We going to work. Like, y'all didn't even introduce y'all to each other. Shut the fuck up.
It's all love. I mean,
are
like
you
I said.
Messy as fuck, champ.
Nah. What me and Miles be saying is, I'm going to say it for everybody, man. That's enough money for everybody in this business.
Yeah, that's important.
What are we hating for? What are we? But you know what I thought about it, though? That's what I thought about. Why am I even need to beef with you and you even got your shit trademarked? Like, you're not taking your shit serious.
Right.
You ain't got so why am that. I even trying to talk to you about this?
You ain't got no copyrights, 90, or trademarks.
That's what I'm saying. 90% of this industry don't even have shit trademarked.
That part.
That's true.
What are we talking for?
I got all my shit trademarked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fancy. You can look fancy.
Yeah, you can look everything up on Instagram. Google, trademark. It's gone.
Okay.
Pop up.
First name, last name.
Yeah, yeah.
The business name. It's under my business name.
Under the business name. Everything gonna pop up. So, but it's always love from my side. Like, I've never been a hater. Mm. And I'm still not gonna hate. Like,
what high school you graduated from?
View Park Prep, Crenshaw and Slauson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they went to prep school.
That's a little strong.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Nip. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Nip.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's because he
wasted food. No, no, no. That jail was built up in
that institution.
Hey. When I first drove Pop, because I used to go to, I went to Carver City Middle School. Mm-hmm. He is the one that got me into View Park because he was already in. Mm-hmm. So my ninth grade year, Mom's is like, hey, you know you want to View Park? I'm like, what the fuck is that at? Every time we kept driving, she's like, this right here. I said, this shit? Mm. Oh, hell no. Went there for 4 years, graduated. I fucked with it, though, because I went to a school, middle school in Carver City was diverse.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So ninth grade, I just basically got jumped in with the wolves. It was one Hispanic at View Park. Mm. Everybody was black.
Oh. Wow.
So I went from diverse to basically a black culture dominant school. It was like.
I'm just trying to like, y'all are my culture, but
yeah.
What the fuck are y'all doing?
I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous the first day. Everybody like, and mind you, everybody that went to, my fault, View Park Middle School, all went to View Park High. So I was like, the new baby on the block. Like, who's this?
Oh, because right. You didn't go to View Park Middle.
Yeah, I didn't go to View Park.
To a different
like, who this? So all the dudes hating on me like, hey, you taking, I don't know what's going on.
Right,
I'm fresh,
right.
You feel me? So, but I was cool. Now looking back at it, I needed that. I needed that. So, hey, Mom, I appreciate you.
They gave you a different look on stuff.
Oh, for sure.
You ain't got to be in the mix of the bullshit.
Yeah, now I was like, I went from, shit, like I was telling people in middle school, we, Culver City Middle School for lunch, we had like Riley's, McDonald's, Slushies. We had all the good bougie. Shit. Bougie shit. Bougie. Now, last time we getting jail
tray. In the box, that's hard as hell.
Yeah, and I'm like, Mom, you good? Like, why you do that?
He said that we falling in hard times. Like,
we good, but nah. Now I look back at it, I appreciate the fact that Mom did that. Because now I would have been grown up lost. More lost, like.
It gave you a look on the reality.
Facts.
That's right. How I feel about going to Crenshaw in 10th grade. Mm. Like, going from Centennial. In ninth grade, and then going to Crenshaw in 10th grade, and then going back to Centennial.
And that's the thing.
I said, you bitches ain't bad bitches. I went to school over at Crenshaw with them bad bitches.
Mind you.
Okay. Them bitches driving Lexuses.
Lexuses.
Them bitches. Bitch, I'm still borrowing my mama's Sentra. No, I can't even drive. So I said, I'd rather catch the bus.
That's why I didn't understand, though. That's what I didn't understand. Mom wanted me to, the bro wanted me to go to Crenshaw and Dorsey. My mom wanted to take me to View Park. I said, I might as well have went to Crenshaw. Mm. Made no sense, but.
Different experience, though.
You know,
totally different.
Worked out.
It's amazing how high school shapes.
Shapes, yep.
Junior
high. Your progressive years. Your formative years. Yeah.
That's facts.
That's cool.
That's facts.
That drink good.
Oh, God. I'm like, hey. Ooh.
We got one.
My telly.
I've been razzling and dazzling with this purple. I really want to add a purple cocktail to my menu. You know my menu is like very vibrant, colorful.
Right.
And I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to get purple.
outside at the pool. This is the one. That's that one. I wanted to demolish that one.
I mean, that's what it's there for.
I'm looking at everybody drinking. Like, I'm
three. We don't kill him.
That shit was fire.
I can't do it. Too much juice.
You got a little sweet at the bottom.
So, last question, right?
Yeah.
For an up and coming stylist, we call you stylist, a designer. What kind of jewels would you give to them to guide them the right way? And what you doing from your trials and tribulations? What would you give somebody that's coming?
Stay consistent, stay disciplined, and this is the hardest part. What I'm about to say: stay off of Instagram. And the reason why I say that is because don't let Instagram define you. Just because you get 5 likes, 6 likes, no comments, that don't mean your shit ain't fire.
Right.
Just because something's fire to you and somebody's like, oh, that shit whack, just because you let somebody say one thing's whack, you're going to stop doing what you're doing.
There's a few hundred billion people in this world.
And that's the reason why I said that too, because I can elaborate a little more where it's like, you might not have the heart to see how somebody really feels about your brand. And that shit can really tear you apart. Like, damn, like, this is my baby. I ain't fucking with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't handle that pressure, just post and get off gram. I'll be like,
do you feel like Instagram is one of your biggest distractions?
It used to be. But that's because at the time I had no platform. So I was always looking at what everybody else was doing.
You was around the MySpace era?
Yeah. Yeah, like, why am I in your top five? Shit, I've been around since AIM. Like,
okay. You like the way they bring the little wait messages back?
Chat.
I've been talking shit on Threads.
I advertise in there all day.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing Threads. Like, I never used to be like that, but now I'm like, whatever I got to say.
Threads is pretty much Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
It's Twitter.
I can't go to Threads because I just can't leave Twitter.
Twitter.
Like,
why would I go start a whole new life at Threads?
A whole new life at Threads,
but I already have Twitter. I got Section 8. Twitter. I don't even pay no rent.
Right. Yeah.
I don't pay no rent. I don't know what these premium features is. I'm already popular.
Right.
I'm already one of the popular kids. I don't even need none of the features. Man. I don't need a blue check.
Somebody stole my Twitter.
My Twitter was cracking. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I fall about by E40, Raheem Devon, everybody. I got everybody on my Twitter. They stole my shit.
Oh, you was popping.
Yeah, I was.
That's what they do when you popping. They start trying to take
shit.
They
stole my
shit. Yeah, but to elaborate on your question, though, like, I'll be on Instagram for shits and giggles. That shit don't bother me. Because, I mean, I've been through the toughest part. I've been at the lowest of the low. So anything that somebody got to say or do, like,
whatever.
I got kids, bro, that hurt my feelings. They ain't going to, I hear it through.
And they what kids will do that.
Yeah, kids will really tell you, like, Dad, what are you doing? So, any upcoming artists, stay disciplined. Stay patient. Follow your heart. Don't do something because the next person's doing it. Like, do it your way. Don't rush no process. Don't feel like you got to post because you ain't posting. So that was another problem I had.
I felt like I ain't post
the next Friday. I went out 1 week without posting. Oh, they're going to forget about me. Bro, that's still you, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So...
All right.
Yeah.
So for the people who want to get the brand, want to pick up the hats, want to pick up the shirts and stuff like that, where exactly they can find that?
Styles by Mello on Instagram. I mean, I don't know if people email, but stylesbymello@outlook.com.
He said Outlook.
shoot the email.
Outlook is crazy.
Outlook.com. I promise you, I look forward to DMs. I respond fast as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, like, I really want you to have whatever the hell you want. That's why I stay on Instagram a lot, because I'm waiting, like, I want to be on top of it.
Yeah.
If somebody's like, I want a shirt, hey, bro, that's just whatever it is.
Take like 2 or 3 days. Two, 3 hours,
they like, nigga, I'm off that.
Right.
You know, you got to have it on deck. So, hey, I respond quick as hell.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you
so
definitely.
You was mentioning earlier about all them little hoochie mamas in your DMs.
Yeah.
How you handle that? You got 2 kids, you single?
Yep.
1 baby mama, 2 baby mamas?
2.
2 a.m. You problem. Responding fast as hell, huh?
He's
like, what size you in? You look good in orange. Send you pictures of yourself.
Nah.
How do you handle the newfound interest?
I mean, now, this is how I look at it. You wasn't really messing with me back then. So what do you want from me now?
Right.
And all the new girls, what do you want from me? Now I can't really put them in that category because it's like you're new. So it's like, I'm trying to like, you know what I get a lot now? I never really told you this, but how do you go about trademark and I'm going to start a brand?
That's when you give them that entry
course. I was just about to say,
that's
when you dropped the
e-book. Yeah,
that's when you dropped the e-book. We don't connect you with
you. I'm like, when did you, you ain't never posted that. You ain't never said nothing about that.
That's that game.
So I just lied.
But because you are educated on that, mm-hmm. do you have a formulation in your platform where you plan to like help guide those directions and reveal those pathways?
But our pathways, yeah. What I did so far, I'm not gonna lie. Some of them I seen how serious they was, and I told them I'll walk you through that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because nobody walked me through that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's close.
Some cases I do that, but most cases,
I know you. When I know you BSing.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But how many people call me about podcasting?
Yeah.
And then call me a week later and say the same thing? And then wait a whole year and then call me and say the same thing?
Same thing?
I was like, what? I know, somebody called me just recently and was like, so how do I get media passes? I said, you have to get in contact with the person who's putting it together. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And a whole year.
How do you get in contact with that person?
Figure it out.
I think only helped two
people. But I seen how serious they was. So I'm like, hey, this is how you go about it. But usually, I don't respond back because it's like my time is valuable.
Like they're baiting you.
You know? Waiting for like what are you doing? Like what are we doing?
Like I'm trying to entice you with intelligence.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like,
and I keep talking, and people talk to me all the time, like, damn, that's how much that costs, and that costs, and yeah, I'm like,
shit costs.
Oh, you thought this shit was cheap?
This shit costs.
Or when people be thinking that you, like, knew a hookup, and it's like, you do realize that this is the federal government, right? Like, ain't no hookups at the feds, babe. You just pay how much they said pay with your real credit card, not with your fake credit card.
Facts.
Like, it ain't no payment plans. Ain't no Klarna over in Sacramento. Sacramento ain't got no afterpay. Have all your money.
Oh, God.
Have a ride to the check cash place because they want a money order.
Facts.
They don't give a fuck about your black card.
I know. I know we probably
talk about that all the time.
My fault.
You good.
I know we. I know we got to get up out of here and soon, but I definitely want to bring up, stop tripping on prices. It's like, bro, everything costs.
Everything costs.
Like, let me break this shit down for you.
If it ain't in your lane, don't jump in it.
That's what I'm saying. Let me break this down for you. I know I got a couple minutos, you know what I'm saying?
Take all the time you like.
For the embroidery machine, there's a thread that has to go in the machine in order for the machine to work. It's like the engine to the car. That costs $45 a pop. The thread, every thread you see, oh, I want a white, I want a blue, that's $11 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
The paper to make your shirt from the rolling machine, that's $150 a roll.
Mm-hmm. And if you got vinyl, that's $45
that's,
a roll.
That's like $50
a roll.
Cheap.
Oh, you gonna make them do it?
And I'm still dummying my price, just for y'all to, you know what I'm saying? I think
that's when I meet people that have fashion brands and are in fashion, Pensetto, styles like Melo. I feel like you guys have to invest passion. Because when I tried to do a t-shirt brand, oh baby, I think it didn't last 30 days.
Yeah,
I think people was getting on my nerves within like 25 days. Yeah. And then by day 31, I was like, yeah, I'm just making it for myself. I'm just making for me. I'll just come up with designs I like. Because like you said, you would make a design and somebody would be like, oh, you should have did it like this. And then you do it like that. And now you just sitting around with it because that person ain't even responding to you no more.
Yeah.
And you put in orders. And And people don't buying stuff.
Facts.
It's expensive.
And people don't understand, like I ain't made $1. If you pay me for something, my fault. Yeah, if you gave me money for a hat, a shirt, I'm paying my boy Richard.
When you give me the money, because you're going to give it to me.
Yeah, like that. I pay him every Thursday. Every Thursday he get Zelle money to his account. Like, I ain't touch one thing. So, and then plus, when he's at my house, business card, you want to eat? So, at the end of the month, we in the thou. So, it's like, this shit ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like,
to mention all the other shit.
I ain't even mention all the other shit. Yeah. I'm just making sure, like, you know.
So much is given, much is expected.
Exactly.
So, and I think that's important shit. Shout out to your team.
Hey, shout out to,
shout out to your
show.
Mom for believing in you.
Nah, shout out to mom.
Shout out to both of your baby mamas for giving you the
hey.
You feel me? Because one kid wasn't enough. You needed two.
So, I got born a girl. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
I'm good.
He said that with all the strength.
Yeah. I'm good. When I found out I was having a son, I said, oh, life is good.
You said, damn, I'm done.
No, life is good. I'm like, I got a beautiful place. I got everything.
That's good.
So I don't trip on God got me at all times.
Let's cheers to that. Cheers to that. Let's take a shot to that. Let's do it again. You want to do it,
yes,
this time?
Yes, sir. So up, down, middle.
We need the words, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm above you.
Not above you.
I'm not above you.
Not below you.
I'm right here with you.
Right in the middle.
You gonna have it. You right here with me.
All right.
Hey. He said right here in the middle.
I'm right with y'all.
He said, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm in limbo. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out with you.
Nah.
Walking in, walking out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, but y'all already know where to find us.
Are you good?
At. Mm-hmm. You know where to find Chuck.
I like everything. Yes, sir. You know where to find me at. I'm at the wet bar.
The wet bar.
Every day, all day.
Hey, I love what y'all doing too. For real.
Yeah. One day. I love at what time. Y'all doing.
Thank you. Come through. You know, I wanna start getting our updates.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so
like,
we're going to
be like Jerry Springer. We're going to have another episode with you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going back.
And get the update. Like, all right, so last time you was here.
Yeah, not the father. You went out of here.
That
type of shit.
You are the father. This is your baby. How is the baby doing?
Right.
You know? So I want to see. I be believing in these brands. I love, like I told you earlier when I got my hat, I love discovering new brands. Shout out to my boy, because that's how I discovered the brand.
Glad I got to meet you, for sure. Appreciate you.
I like that you have a family-driven brand. I think that's freaking
about family.
Dope. I love when people find out that, like, we do all be working together. Like, you cannot only compare the family work ethic to the Hispanics. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
I be hiring everybody in my family. Everybody in his family worked there. Like,
right.
Those are the people that work there. Like,
sweatshop.
We do this.
Get it cracking.
You feel me? Hey.
Keep everything home.
Y'all ain't see me this weekend. I had the homegirl son out there doing the lemonade. He said, let me see how to do it. He did one of them right. I said,
Yeah.
Shit, you hired. You can do it. You got your job. He was like, it was a long night too. They was like, you ain't gonna help him. I said, why?
He's
your big grown self ain't got no patience. You can wait. A 9-year old can make you a lemonade real quick.
That's crazy.
He said, he's not quick. I don't know. He look like he's moving pretty fast.
That's
to
me.
That's lit.
Nah, yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
So,
it's a beautiful thing.
I like that. Man. I love that encouragement. I love that your children are going to be able to see that. And that's going to be something that is normal to them. So it's not something that people have to introduce to them. You know,
right.
Teamwork and dream building and goal chasing won't be an aha moment. It'll be like, well, so this is what I was raised in. This is my work environment. So I like that.
No, I appreciate you.
Oh, that's your flowers.
Ah.
Champ did that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much, man.
Sure.
You're welcome.
We go in like that, man. Easy.
Thank you for being here with us.
Nah, thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me and the family.
Thank you, man, for sure.
Always, bro. Thank you.
Before we go, which one is this camera?
This one.
Make sure you tell the people who you are and where you at and how they can cop that merch.
You know what it is, your boy Melly Mel. I'm at the Open Bar Podcast. You can cop the merch at Styles by Mello, Instagram. You know what it is.
Thank you.
I guess I got to take it out. Well, we good.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, we good.
I'm about to down this thing.
All right. This
shout out to the team, man. Another episode in the books.
never on no block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars, 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 bars.
Leave me.
Leave me.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.